50 years.
And Kathy Dawes now, along with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear, 537-1350. Quite a bit of time left in this last segment. We went through in record time. I got them all primed to go through things rapidly. But I know we do want to get to construction, but briefly we did want to mention, Yusha, the Riley County Law Board. We've been leading with that all day today, but did pass a budget for publication.
For publication. And we can always go down. From what we what's being put out to for the public, and those discussions will still happen. But I think what we agreed to was keep the increase the base salary for 2018. COLA is 0.8. We decided to move forward with the funding for co-responders, as well as education pay. And what education pay is $200 once an officer completes a degree, a bachelor's degree or master's degree, whatever it might be, $200 a month for that. And differential pay, and I think that's a total of $45,000 for differential pay. And these are for people that are working the night shifts as dispatchers or whatever it might be, just to increase it. And it's really a small increment. So it's not that. I think overall it's about $350,000 on the law board budget as far as the increase this year. Again, some of these things were not as drastic as in past years because the airport security, RCPD does not have to worry about the airport security since that's been contracted out. Last year was a bigger increase because of the security we had to put for municipal court and district court. And this year we didn't have the same concerns. And actually they came in a little bit less and it won't impact the mill levy hardly at all. It's probably a decrease as well. So it wasn't a difficult process this time. And I think the what we agreed to, we came to a consensus on all of those issues. But if anybody would like to participate in the conversation for our RCPD budget, more than welcome to do so. Nothing's been voted and agreed upon just yet. We just decided to publicly publicize it at this point.
And really, as you said, I've covered a lot of these, and it seemed like it went through fairly quickly. I mean, you had a special meeting, I think, to kind of go over some of the things. And when it came right down to it, there was very little discussion yesterday.
Exactly, because there wasn't anything that was frills or fluff or that was state mandated that we had to put in forth right now. Last year, there was like a $500,000 increase because we had to staff security for our court systems. But this year, there wasn't that same impact. So I think it went rather quickly. And we discussed it as much as we could as far as the issues that were there. But what was presented was much better. And I think it's going to work out better for the community as well. And it doesn't impact the city budget nearly as much as it did in the past. So
construction, Ron, your favorite subject, I'm sure.
It is. We like the color orange.
And we do a lot.
We have a lot going on in the community, obviously, with construction. City project-wise, the roundabout at Scenic and Anderson and Kimball and Scenic Drive there is proceeding well. They've got quite a bit of work done on the roundabout itself. There's still a lot of work to do on the Anderson stretch, some widening that's continuing as well. And so appreciate the folks being careful through that area, especially coming down Kimball towards the that intersection, and please to try and take it a little slow there and watch for the workers there that are continuing to work there. That project should be getting some substantial completion by the end of the summer, assuming favorable weather continues, and so that's maybe a little ahead of schedule. The Diverging Diamond, which is a project by the state of Kansas and the city cooperating there together at K-18 and Seth Child, is continuing to go well. That one is scheduled to go into the fall, so there'll be some continued rerouting, and folks will want to look for some alternate ways there to get to things. Obviously, that and again to slow down some of those transitions are a little rough. And then the big one in town out west right now is KDOT is doing an overlay on Seth Child Road, and Schilling Construction is doing that work and proceeding pretty quickly with that. They're doing a big mill and overlay on the entire stretch, and so that's going to be a nice new section of revamped and new pavement there that should last a long time. Most of our summer work is just gearing up to get ready to go in some of our neighborhood work with the contracted work we have for concrete panel replacement, some of our own work. We've been waiting, obviously, for K-State to get done. The one that there will be some work done on Anderson Avenue right there at Aggieville. So just to the west of North Manhattan Avenue, we're going to widen a turning lane there and extend a turning lane there. And so there's been a reader board up to warn folks about things will get narrowed down to a single lane there. But obviously we try to focus on trying to do a lot of that work, especially around campus once K-State lets out and things can maneuver. The other big project is on Denison Avenue on the other side of campus, a big water line replacement project that's going to occur from basically Anderson all the way up to Claflin, and then a total repaving of Denison Avenue between Claflin and Anderson. So a big project there that there'll be sections of that'll be closed throughout the summer or pinned down to one lane of traffic. And so quite a bit of work there, a lot of work by our crews out in many of the neighborhoods. Again, this is with the existing efforts that we typically do. We are looking at putting together a package late summer, probably in August, for the commission to consider with some of the new two-tenth sales tax money that's going to start coming in. We'll start receiving that. The sales tax went into effect April 1st. We won't actually start receiving that revenue until the basically June time frame. And so what we're looking at is a partial year of funds that we'll have to be able to ideally do some additional contract work for some of the concrete and maybe a little bit of asphalt work too.
We do have a map on our website too. People want to look especially at that latest Denison.
There is, and that's a great place to to stay up
There's
with
a
matters.
Lot going on.
We are also developing a new app for the city that could help people report things, and that's right now it's something that's being tested, and we look forward, assuming it passed those tests internally, that we'll be excited to launch and hear more about an opportunity to enhance communication with citizens to be able to report issues and needs and that sort of thing.
We try to get on our website too. But Dave, did you have something
Hi.
You wanted to add?
Hey,
Hi
Dave.
There.
How
hey.
Are you guys?
We're
Welcome
doing
to the
great.
Conversation.
Good. Thanks. Thanks. Always a pleasure. I have actually two questions. Identify the degree of difficulty in working a budget to come under the property tax lid.
That's an interesting one. That's kind of a new one. Mm-hmm. Just as we have the new lid. You know, at this stage, I think we're going to be okay. We did have our first budget work session with the commission. There are a number of exemptions that exist for us, and at this point in time, I think we're going to be fine. We got some direction from the commission that they'd like to see us certainly take the mill levy lower than what we had proposed. There's a couple areas that's pushing the city budget to items. One is the new security improvements at the airport, almost a half a mil worth of security staffing and contracting components, as well as equipment there for that we were required. So that fits under the mandates. It's a new mandate that we certainly weren't planning to do, but came with the bigger planes and the Transportation Security Administration. So that mandate is an example of an exemption under the tax lid. So as are the police and fire department budgets that are
for
emergency
security.
Services related. So those are some components of that. So there's the other aspect is we've been paying for some of the debt service on the conference center out of economic development funds, old economic development funds. When we built the conference center, that's a partnership. It's privately owned and operated, but we did create an arrangement to provide some enhancements. That's not unusual in the state of Kansas. A lot of cities own their own conference centers and then lease it to an operator. And so we went a different route with that, where we provided some an agreement to help pay for it, but it's a privately owned facility and it's paying property taxes. And so that's almost a full mil. That's been a $500,000 transfer from the economic development fund. So you know, that's something the commission's going to need to look at, whether they want to continue that, or some cities use some of their Convention and Visitors Bureau transient guest tax to fund facilities like that. And so do you want to dip into that or some combination of resources to be able to pay for some of those improvements? So that's over half of the increase right there that was proposed.
Real quickly, because I know he has one more thing he wants to get to. Did you have another question, Dave?
Tell me how you came about the decision about Buck.
Sure. So that was an interesting process, maybe even a little more difficult than the budget sometimes, but certainly a great human interest story. And so there were lots of differing reports on what occurred, and so our issue was really to try and assess what was our risk and how dangerous was Buck really. And obviously there were some circumstances there that were unfortunate, and we certainly wish the original family well that had originally adopted Buck, but it was really an overall assessment of whether or not we believe Buck could be successful given the right circumstance in a new home, and are working with a rescue organization now to make that a reality, and hope that he has a long and healthy and happy life.
Yeah.
I tell you, he had a lot of people interested in
that. He did. We heard from a lot of them.
Yeah, pretty big, important issue.
You could just put it in a headline. Everybody knew who it was, which is rather unusual.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, let's talk about a lighter subject, I guess, and something that I can tell Ron's pretty excited about. We were talking about late nights. He's had a few of those. Yes. Tell us why, Ron.
So, last night I was fortunate to be down at Wichita at the Lawrence Dumont Stadium, where the Cali County Tigers secured and won the National JUCO Central District Region 6 Championship and earned a berth to the JUCO World Series in Colorado over Memorial Weekend and on. Yay. So a shout out to the Tigers, which my son Brett plays for, local Manhattan High product. He's a redshirt sophomore there. And also Caleb Rogie from Rock Creek School District in St. George as a freshman and a pitcher there. So
come on, Dad, brag a little bit. What else do you do during the game? Anything he's going to stand out?
He went 3 for 6 and
there we go.
A couple of RBIs. And so it was good.
They're on their way to Colorado.
He's had a good season, and so it's been fun to watch him. And I'll catch up on some soda here pretty soon. So we're excited, and we're glad we have a fifth Tuesday, and I can get to go out and be a part of that.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing. Appreciate
thank you for letting me.
Well, we actually do have another minute or so left, Mayor, if you have things you want to add real
quick. Sure. I was going to say, as far as construction, there's always so much going on, and sometimes we do get impatient because there's, like I said, so much going on. But that's also a sign of doing well. There are a lot of areas in Kansas and throughout the nation that don't have the same problems that we do as far as construction. And we have lots of cranes still on K-State. We have lots of buildings that are being going up, and some are coming down so they can revitalize some of those areas. We have some KDOT money that's being used for some of our projects. So we're seeing lots of wonderful things. And as people drive and are patient during the summer months when students are gone, we try to get as much as we can done during that time. And as far as the mental health pieces, I'm so excited about the data that was presented by Jesse yesterday at Law Board. Definitely we're seeing there was a definite need. The data is so, just 4 months, but it's good that we're doing all of the funding that we did for mental health, and I think that's going to be an ongoing issue.
Well, thank you so much, both of you, today. We've had with us Manhattan Mayor Ushiretti, City Manager Ron Fear, and you've been listening to In Focus.
Tomorrow on In Focus, Manhattan-Ogden 383 School Board member Aaron Estabrook and Assistant Superintendent Eric Reed to join us. Also, Manhattan Christian College President Kevin Ingram.
They're your neighbors, your volunteers, your coaches. This is their home, too. Carpet One of Manhattan. They've got you covered. KMAN, Manhattan.